Christine Lagarde took over as the president of the European Central Bank, or ECB, in November, intent on peacemaking. The bank's negative interest rates and bond buying were reviled in the euro area's northern countries. In order to heal the rift, Ms. Lagarde launched a year-long review of the ECB's strategy. Few investors expected policy to change much in 2020. COVID-19 upended all that. On March 18th, the ECB announced an emergency asset purchase scheme that would buy 750 billion euros or $809 billion in government and corporate bonds. With its existing programs, the bank will hoover up over 1 trillion euros in assets this year, equivalent to 9% of euro area GDP. But even this might not be enough to gin up the economy. The severity of the pandemic means that the ECB has been bolder and considerably more flexible than economists would have thought possible a few months ago, says Piet Christiansen of Danske Bank. In large part, that is because the ECB is amending some of the rules that have until now governed its asset purchases. One self-imposed rule concerns the composition of purchases. The ECB generally tries to buy government bonds in proportion to the capital each member state puts into it, or its capital key, which is roughly in line with the size of its economy. This time, the bank will be more flexible. It could, for example, buy more Italian and Spanish bonds, even though these together account for around a quarter of the capital key. As the virus spread across the south of the eurozone, investors had begun to demand a higher premium for holding southern states' bonds. And Ms. Lagarde did not help when she remarked that she did not consider it the ECB's job to close yield spreads. The announcement of the emergency bond purchases helped to calm those nerves. More controversially, the ECB says its emergency purchases will not be bound by its self-imposed issuer limit, which had meant that it could not hold more than a third of a member's sovereign debt. Its holdings of German and Dutch bonds have been fast approaching the cap.